For more than 10 years now, those buying cigarettes have had a blunt reminder of the health problems smoking can cause. Cigarette packets have been plastered with graphic images, including tarred lungs and rotting teeth, in an attempt to deter smokers. But new research suggests the shock value of those photos has worn off. Isabel Rowe reports.
For non-smokers, the image of a mouth with missing teeth on a packet of cigarettes can be off-putting.
Oh, it makes me really think that smoking is bad for you, and I would not smoke the cigarettes.
But for many of those already buying a pack a day, it's just part of the process.
It might have stopped me from smoking in the beginning, but it's not causing me to quit.
Well, no, not really. Apart from the fact that you're kind of going, I don't want the one with the teeth or the feet.
Research being released today by James Cook University has found the graphic health warnings on tobacco packaging are getting stale. PhD candidate Aaron Dravandi surveyed 900 people to gauge their reactions to the images.
People either don't register when they look at it anymore, or they try and hide the packaging, or they try and get a packaging that has a warning that doesn't apply to them.
The findings don't surprise smokers on the streets of Brisbane.
If your lipstick came in a container that said that it was tested on animals, would you not buy your favourite lipstick? You'd still buy it anyway because it's your favourite lipstick.
So when you go into a store, you don't sort of look at those pictures with the teeth anymore and go, ugh, that's part of it?
That's what it is. We know what it can do.
I have kids, so I don't really like the baby one.
Figures show when the Australian government first made large health warnings mandatory in 2006, there was an effect on smoker numbers. Aaron Dravandi says his research suggests the health warnings do still work on young non-smokers, but he says the quit smoking campaign needs a new tactic.
A lot of people in my research and studies have said that they often care more about their financial status than their health status.
The research found a reminder about the cost of the habit struck a chord.
One of my warnings describes the annual cost of smoking one pack per day, and a lot of respondents did say that it was quite a shock to them to see such a large value put right in front of their face. And so I think something along those lines might have quite a good impact.
Cancer Council Queensland public health expert Dr. Peter Anderson agrees.
I really like the idea of using a cost message. It was put forward to the participants in the research that smoking one pack per day cost $11,000 per year. I think that's a great message.
A spokesman for the Rural Health Minister, Bridget McKenzie, who oversees the packaging laws, says the government is also conducting market research into the images, and that will be finished by the end of the year.
Isabel Rowe reporting.